Hello.
Hi, this is Mr. Kelly Haymarsh, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Kelly. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA's legal. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. I know you spoke to Elliot earlier on. I said I can give you a call at some point today.
Yeah.
Are you free to have a 10-minute chat with
Yeah,
me now,
no, it's
please?
fine, yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
perfect.
Excellent. So just to let you know, Kelly, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role today is to get to know you. Get to know
Okay.
your case and then go out and gather the evidence for you. So my
Okay.
team will write to social services, educational authorities, GPs, NHS trusts, and gather as much information as we can to give you obviously the best chance of getting the most positive of outcomes.
Okay.
So today isn't so much about your time in care. I mean, it's more about how your time in care had an effect and a lasting effect. On you as an adult, you know, the trauma you faced in care, how's that manifested itself into your adulthood, whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. My team will go out and gather that evidence for you.
Okay.
And then we'll obviously present that to the Scottish Redress as a overall picture of not only your time in care, but also, you know, into your adult
Yes,
life
the
as
after
well.
effect. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So I've got your. I'm just going to go back a step with you. I've got a Dundee local authority as your care setting.
Yes,
What
that's
does
right.
that mean?
I was born in Dundee and I was put into the care system in Dundee and I stayed there until I was 7 when I got
Most of
adopted.
foster homes.
Yes, between children's homes and foster's homes, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's excellent. Was she known as Kelly Ann Haymarch in care?
No, I was known as Kellyanne Gibb.
Give me 2 seconds. I'll wear a different name than you now, yes, so it's Kelly. Can you spell Gibb for me, please?
GIBB.
GIBB. Okay. Was she changed her name through marriage, was it, or through
Yes,
Paul?
well, I was adopted and I was adopted as Kellyanne McIntyre and then I got married and it got changed to Haymarch.
Okay. I need help find support documents. Okay. Leave it as that for now. So what we'll do is we'll send the letters out requesting the information for Kellyanne Gibb. Because obviously that will be your name in care. So I have some difficult questions to ask you, Kelly. I am so sorry for having to ask you these. But I wouldn't be doing my role or my job for you if I didn't. So I apologize in advance. But have you or do you suffer with any sort of mental health issues, any sort of depression, anxiety,
Yes, I do.
PTSD?
Yeah, I'm on medication for major depression and anxiety.
Okay. Major depression. Okay. And obviously your GP knows, doesn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Have you suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues?
I drank a lot when I was younger, but
Yeah.
yeah, in teenage years I drank a lot. I ran away with bad boys, did lots of stupid things, but pulled myself out the other end
Excuse me. It's fine today.
now. Smoked a lot of weed as a teenager.
I can't evidence that, Kelly.
No, that's it. That's
Have you told
it.
me that? Unless you
Yeah.
get a statement from your local dealer.
Exactly, my friend. Yeah, no, I know.
Okay. So, I mean, joking aside, I'm sorry for, but a really serious question that I do have to ask you. That's one that I obviously dread. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Kelly?
No, I've never tried to. I had thoughts
Okay.
on and off over the years
Yeah.
at different stages of my life, which I talked through with doctors
Yeah.
and things. Okay. But no, I've never attempted to save my own life.
Okay. Never actioned. Okay, perfect. Okay, that's the tough question, Tom. That was cool. Can I take your GP details, please, Kelly? I'll just explain to you why I asked the suicide question. Just for, the reference, is a lot of my clients who've tried to take their own life end up being hospitalized due to that suicide attempt. And what I do is, obviously, my team will write to the hospital and make sure that we've got, a picture of that. So that's why I do ask that question. So.
Yeah. My doctor's surgery is Bankfield Medical Practice.
Yeah.
And that's on Dalmellington Road. If I Google it, I could probably find
it. It's okay, I will find it. And that's in Ayr, is it?
Yes, in Ayr.
Okay. How long have you been under that GP for?
For the last 14, 15 years.
Okay, so 2000 and... What's your name?
Sorry?
2009?
Yeah, roughly about then, yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. So what I'll do is, Kelly, once I get all of your information back from the social services in Dundee, the education authorities as well, anything from National Records Scotland, do you want me to share that information with you from your time in care?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Some of my clients want it, some of my clients never want to see it.
I have actually recently, in the last couple of years, been in touch with the social worker in Ayr, who did go through some of my records with me, decided I wanted a bit of closure a couple of years ago, and a really nice social worker from Ayr pulled some of my paperwork for me, and we went through some of it. But
that's good, because we know it's there, so that's amazing.
Yeah.
So let me make a note of that. Okay. So when I send you the information that I get from the social services, we'll go through that together, Kelly.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're absolutely happy with everything that we've got. Make sure all of your statements.
Okay.
If you prefer to go through with a female colleague, that's totally fine.
Okay.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
Once we've got everything, all statement-wise, all your information from social services, we've added all your medical records to your case. We'll then do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress Team.
Okay.
So that'll be all of our evidence gathering done. It's then on the Scottish Redress Team then to give us a panel date. That's when a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's done behind closed doors, Kelly, so we don't have to attend. And then hopefully we'll, from the panel date, we'll get you, obviously, the recognition of wrongdoing and hopefully some financial compensation for you.
Okay.
Is that okay, Kelly?
Yeah, perfect.
Do you understand that process? Do you have any questions for me?
Nope.
Excuse me. Okay. I just need to take you back one step, Kelly, obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, just to make sure that you are fully aware of our fees, how we charge, what other options are out there for you. And if you're still happy for me to continue with your case, then obviously I'll crack on and start gathering the evidence. So just to let you know, Kelly, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so on your behalf. It was set up actually for individuals to be able to do that, but you can also obviously have legal representation. But that would obviously entail you gathering your own evidence if you wish to and submitting your own case. So that is option one. Option two, if there are other law firms out there, Kelly will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. And it's quite important that you understand that. The reason they don't charge fees is because they get paid a subsidy of £2,000 per client directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme. Okay. But they get that money whether that client wins, loses or draws.
Okay.
As a fellow law firm, I can't divulge or discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do. And probably okay. more importantly, Kelly, what they wouldn't or don't do for clients. All I can tell you is that we don't participate as a business in that scheme.
Okay.
We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely don't want to be owing to them.
Okay.
What we do, Kelly, is we enter into a privacy agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business is to go out and give you the best chance of gaining, you know, the maximum amount of compensation and obviously recognition. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So what that means is no matter how much time, effort or work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Okay.
On the flip side to that, Kelly, on the no fee side of that contract, because you've been through such emotional and hardship throughout your life because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship if we are unsuccessful with your case. So okay. if you don't get any compensation back, we will never come knocking on your door for any sort of our fees being covered.
Okay.
Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, our side. So it's a genuine no-win, no-fee. And obviously because of, you know, how sensitive the nature of these cases are, I need you to understand that there's not going to be an actual...
No, I mean, I've thought into it, and I've thought, I know that it is doable yourself. I don't have the energy to put into it. I don't. Yeah. And at the end of the day, I feel that if somebody's going to gain something with me for it, you will probably look better and you'll find the right stuff, whereas other companies, it doesn't affect them if I don't get anything, whereas you are looking to get something for yourself, which means you will probably look far better.
I can get it that you totally understand those three options, which is amazing.
I've looked into it. You know, I'm well aware that there's companies that do it for nothing, but I think if you pay somebody or somebody gets something from it, they'll probably do a better job.
Yeah, excellent. And you're still happy for me to continue with your case?
Absolutely, yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I did have to go through that on this recorded call. Just to let you know, Kelly, that from the date you signed any documentation with us, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period.
Yeah.
If you were unaware at the time of signing, I can restart that 14
days. No, I'm aware of it.
Okay. Alternatively, Kelly, you can if you're happy with the process, just want us to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period, and we can obviously get that one on your case.
Yeah, okay.
And that's entirely Are you happy to waive the 14 days?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. Do you have my number now, Kelly? My name's Michael. I'm the only other person at the end of this phone.
Okay.
If you need me for anything, I work for you now, so you can just call me.
Okay.
If I can't answer, leave me a message. I'll call you straight back. If you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, again, I'll be here.
Okay.
It doesn't just have to be about your case. If you need any support in any way, just give us a shout. We'll try and help you as much as we can.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Thank you for being so brave and speaking to me. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Kelly.
Okay, thanks.
Enjoy your day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.